In one of the support materials, I have a clear idea matrix, and that's something that you can explore on your own time, and I'll give you additional resources to learn more about that. One of the things that I really like is Marie Forleo's B School. It's been a great resource for me, and I like the way that she creates information in a very colloquial and understandable manner. So she asks these four questions in her Start the Right Business program so that you can really gain a bit more clarity about what it is that you're meant to pursue at this stage in your life right now. And here are her four questions. Number one, do I have the knowledge, skills, or abilities to provide this product or service, or am I willing to work my tail off, train, and build them? Number two, am I willing to focus the majority of my free time on this for at least the next 12 months? Number three, is this idea aligned with my goal of having a certain type of business? So it might be a micro small business, it might be a solopreneur business, it might be a big business. Is this idea aligned with that? Number four, is there a clearly defined, easy to reach market of people already spending money on this kind of product or service? Now I want to go back through her questions because in terms of having the knowledge or the skills or being willing to learn about them, one of my coaches told me that you only need to be a few steps ahead of the person that you're helping. Now understand that where you already are right now in your life, you have a huge skill set and a huge knowledge base that you can absolutely help a large group of people with. That is undoubtable. If you have lived life and you have grown as a person, then you have skill sets that you can share. So that's one thing to keep in mind. With her second question of if you're willing to focus a majority of your free time on this over the next 12 months, you know, what I like about Marie Forleo and the other coaches that I particularly follow is the fact that the ones who I feel are very legit are going to give it to you straight and tell you that this isn't a fly-by-night, you know, you're going to have that $10,000 overnight success. There might be those rainbow unicorns out there who can do that, and that's great. But even, you know, celebrities will tell you that it took so long for them to achieve the level of success that they have now. And it looks like it's overnight, but it's not. So are you willing to devote your time and your energy and work late at night or work early in the morning or, you know, work however you can fit it in to do this? And one of the questions that I really like that she asked is, what do you want your life to look like 10 years from now? You know, how do you want that to be? And then what actions are you going to take today to help you get to that 10-year vision? And in that 10-year vision, if you're coming back to this present moment, is there a decision that you need to make right now that you'll regret not making 10 years from now? So think about that too. With the last question that she asked about a clearly defined, easy to reach market of people. So I think that sometimes what happens in terms of starting to doubt ourselves is that we think, well, how is what I'm offering going to be any different than, you know, this saturated market out there of people, especially, let's say, if you're doing yoga or coaching. These are very, very saturated markets. Well, first and foremost, we're going to go back to that understanding that since the beginning of time and ever after, there's not been another you. No one's going to be able to run your business the way that you're going to run it. You will absolutely, just by definition of being you, do things that are distinct. And if you can live in your own integrity and not try to follow too many other people in terms of what looks like, you know, success for them, and you can really honor what's right for you, undoubtedly you will run your own business. Also, if you're coming from an abundance mentality rather than a scarcity mentality, you'll see that there is no scarcity, that everyone has an opportunity to thrive, that just because someone else is thriving doesn't mean it's taking away from you, or when you thrive, you're not taking it away from anyone else. And I think that that's really important. I remember hearing a quote recently that said that with all of the resources that we have on the planet, there is enough for every single person on this planet to have at least $1 billion. So if you think about it that way, there is an ample amount to go around. And, you know, the people who are going to be attracted to you, your tribe, are going to be different than the people who are attracted to my tribe, and so on. So just think about that and really ponder those four questions. And again, those questions are, do I have the knowledge, skills, or abilities to provide this product or service, or am I willing to work my tail off, train, and build them? The second question is, am I willing to focus the majority of my time on this for at least the next 12 months? Number 3, is this idea aligned with my goal of having a micro, small, or big business? Number 4, is there a clearly defined, easy to reach market of people already spending money on this kind of product or service? And you can run, you know, your top 3 ideas through these questions and see if any of them resonate, if any of them answer those questions in the way that you want. So I'm going to end this audio with 2 quotes that I've always loved, or at least 1 quote and 1 story. So the first quote is from Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. I believe that's how you actually pronounced G-O-E-T-H-E. Until one is committed, there is hesitancy, the chance to draw back. Concerning all acts of initiative and creation, there is one elementary truth, the ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans. That the moment one definitely commits oneself, then providence moves too. All sorts of things occur to help one that would never otherwise have occurred. A whole stream of events issues from the decision, raising in one's favor all manner of unforeseen incidents and meetings and material assistance, which no man could have dreamed would have come his way. Whatever you can do or dream you can do, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. Begin it now. So again, there's that idea of magic. There's this idea of commitment, this idea of being bold, and that once you're committed, life follows in line and presents you with opportunities you could never have imagined or dreamed of. Mary Morrissey talks about this a lot too, that when you are in the flow, so many new opportunities and possibilities will open up to you that you couldn't have predicted or couldn't have seen. And I remember the moment that I read this quote. I was in a cabin in Colorado. I was on my 2nd or 3rd press trip as a travel writer. And I was just reflecting upon, how did I get here? How did this remarkable life unfold from all of the hardships that I had to go through when I was growing up, or that I put myself through when I was a teenager or in my 20s with my eating disorder and everything else? How did I get to this point of living this life that people just continually commented on, that I was living the dream? And it truly was that I became committed that I would find my happiness no matter what. And when I did that, opportunities just continued to present themselves in such magical ways. That one connection that I met on Craigslist as a potential housemate became an introduction to the editor-in-chief at Triathlete Magazine, who then sent me on my first press trip, who then put me in touch with a PR company, and then on and on and on. And it just is so incredible. So I absolutely believe that this is possible for you too. The other anecdote that I'll share is something that I learned in traditional Chinese medicine. So, you know, in growing up, my aunt was an acupuncturist and she was kind of scary with the needles. But as I grew older and I became a yoga teacher and became a Reiki practitioner, I really learned about holistic modalities. And a boyfriend at the time was also an acupuncturist, and I began to meet his whole crew of acupuncturists. And I came away from that relationship with one book that I still have. And it was called Nourishing Destiny by Lonnie Jarrett. And I listened to this seminar that he gave, and it was completely beautiful because he said that in Chinese medicine, the treatment, there is not one prescribed treatment. There is any number of treatments for any single ailment. And that's because the practitioner actually becomes part of the healing process. And so, you know, by that very definition, the dynamic has shifted. There's different things that can evolve and unfold. But the thing about, you know, traditional Chinese medicine is there's this whole belief in the macrocosm and the microcosm, and that there's, you know, your free will and then there's destiny. And that the moment you are born, you are given a destiny. But no one can make you live that destiny because you also were given free will. So you have the freedom to choose however you want your life to turn out, and you have the freedom to make the decisions of yes or no, or maybe, or whatever it is, or maybe making no decision, which ultimately in the end is actually making a decision. But what the universe will do, because it knows that you have a destiny, is it will create external life events, and it will create internal events, as in the form of disease or sickness or stress or any number of ailments, and that's where traditional Chinese medicine comes in, to encourage you to live your destiny. So you can totally turn your head away, you can turn your heart away, but the destiny will still be there. And so life events will happen to show you, hey, this is your purpose, this is what you're meant to do. Or internal things will start to happen with your body and with its functioning. And I always loved that idea that you were born with a destiny and that you cannot be forced to live this destiny, but that you will absolutely be shown what your destiny is. So with that, I will close and I will encourage you to listen to this audio again to get those exercises about creating your vision, about, you know, really asking yourself the questions of what it is that you want in your life, of figuring out why you want to do this in the first place, and of really learning how to streamline all of this to make it fit for what's right for you. So taking those quizzes and looking at the support materials to learn what type of learner you are and what type of personality that you have. I hope this was incredibly helpful to you. I'm really grateful that you spent this time with me. I look forward to connecting with you again. Mahalo.